Hello and welcome to Place Plays Methodologies at UTS. I am Ilaria Vanni and I'm here today with Kate Barkley, who is an associate professor in the School of International Studies in the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences. And she's a social scientist with an interest in fisheries, aquaculture and coastal conservation. Welcome, Kate.
Hi.
I was wondering if we could start with your understanding of place.
With my work, place is very much tied up in how people are making a living. So people may be making a living from fishing or growing things with aquaculture or perhaps even tourism in a coastal area. So I do understand place very much in a social sense. So some of those authors like Doreen Massey, who've worked on place, are relevant. But I'm also looking at how people are tied into their physical environment. So perhaps some of the work of people like Bruno Latour and some of the other people who've worked on actor network theory, where they're considering people and human cultures with non-human elements in the environment. So it can be animals if they're catching fish or looking at fish, but even tides, water, all of these physical non-human elements in the place, they very much shape the way I look at place.
That's very interesting. And how do you do it? Which methodologies do you use?
I use mostly ethnographic kinds of methodologies, so especially interviews. I'm talking with people often in those places or about those places a lot. So interviews with individuals, a little bit perhaps like an oral history or a life history kind of approach, but also group interviews, sometimes called focus groups, use those a lot. And I end up doing quite short interviews sometimes, so it's a bit different to, say, a life history or an oral history where you might talk with one person over a period of many hours. This, where we're focusing on one aspect of their life, it might be an hour and a half. That's very normal for my kinds of interviews. With the interviews, I use document review as well a lot. So the sorts of things that... So my educational background was in history and politics, as well as in... later on, not really anthropology, but a little bit that kind of, you know, qualitative ethnographic kind of stuff. But from history and politics, you learn a real a way of looking at documents, and so I end up putting the interviews with document review. And some of those documents are often technical documents written about the local environment or written about a fishery. Or policy documents, those kinds of things.
Thank you. And would you have a definition of your methodology?
In my work, I'm often talking to either economists or biologists or people who work in government. So I tend to call it qualitative social science, because for them, that helps them understand
Great. What
I do.
And so as qualitative social scientists, do you think that your methodologies is shared by people in different disciplines?
Yes, definitely, especially ethnography. It's used in health. It's used, it's probably anywhere where people are going to try and use qualitative methodologies. Yeah, they'll be using often ethnographic methods.
And I'm curious about the practicalities of it. How do you go about your field work? And could you describe it for us step by step?
Sure. Once I know I'm going to be doing field work in a place, the first step is to organize people that I'll be talking to and try and make contact with them if I can beforehand by email or phone, and make times. I need to make times, but limited time for field work, and I try and work out a schedule beforehand. When I was a PhD student, you have much longer period of time. It was possible to turn up and then start making the contacts. But these days I've got much shorter time, so I need to try and make as many contacts as I can beforehand. When I'm going on my I'm actually going out to talk to people, I need to make sure I have my, if I'm using a voice recorder, I have the voice recorder there, make sure it's powered up, make sure that I know how the file is going to get transferred to my computer and have a plan set up for how I'll look after the file and get it transcribed. But I use a lot of handwritten notes as well, so a notebook and good pens is necessary. And I find a bag is important as well. I go to meet people in their offices a lot, and they're busy people, and I'm aware that I'm taking up their time. So I want to be able to, when I sit down in front of them, get everything out in a matter of seconds that I'm going to use. So some bags aren't very good at that. So over the years, I've decided sort of those, a bit like a soft briefcase where you can zip open the whole thing and just get everything all at once. It's really handy.
Well, that's a really excellent advice, actually. And what do you understand about place, but also, as you said, the kind of social life of place, I imagine, through your work and through your methodology?
A lot of the sorts of things that we're talking about have global or general characteristics. Sometimes fisheries products are traded internationally, and things that people want, say, in important markets are then produced in lots of different places. But each place has some stuff that's specific to it. So one of the places I've been looking at in the Solomon Islands, even within the Solomon Islands, things vary a lot. So in some locations, men and women fish, because women tend to fish in places that are easier to get to closer to home, because they've got a lot of home-based responsibilities. So if there are other places in the Solomon Islands where the water's really deep and you really have to go a fair way offshore to fish, it's less likely that women will fish. So you can see then that the physical environment, as well as cultural things and markets and things, just really cause similarities across different places, but also make things specific to particular places.
Wonderful. Would you have, thinking about our students, would you have any advice?
Advice about using this methodology. It's a good methodology to use if you don't have to be an extrovert, but you have to enjoy interacting with people, because you have to reach out to people. That's probably one of the scariest points I find, is I've got to make contact with these people and I've got to convince them that they should invite me into their workplace or their home and let me talk to them or listen to them for an hour or so. And so you have to want to do that, have to want to put yourself out there, you get lots of rewards from seeing other people's lives, but it also, it's outside your own comfort zone often. So you have to perhaps have the personality and the desire to do that kind of work. But I guess it also depends on the questions you're trying to answer. It won't answer all the questions that you might want to ask in research. It answers very specific ones. It's good for exploratory sorts of things. You won't get numbers that you can do statistics on from this kind of research, but you will often get relationships, and sometimes causal things will come up, and you can explore connections between different things happening in particular situations through this methodology.
And what should they read? A couple of texts.
Wow. I'm thinking more of journals rather than specific texts, because it's a while since I relied on texts. But there's a Sage Journal Qualitative Inquiry that's got lots of methodological articles that are really useful for ethnography, especially ethnography in an implied sense rather than so using it to try and understand what's going on in a particular field, say in health or in conservation or what have you. And then there are some good textbooks. There's one by Blakey that I've been referring to recently from about 2009.
And finally, could you give us an example from your research?
An example of using ethnography?
Yes.
From my research. One that was been really interesting that I've done over the last couple of years was a large project in New South Wales looking at the social and economic contributions of professional fishing to coastal communities. And the reason that I found that so interesting was that using these ethnographic methods, I worked with an economist. And economics is a very different approach. So the economist was quite unfamiliar with what we were doing. And I'm not sure that at the start he felt that we would be able to come up with anything much useful together. But in the process of working together and us using our exploratory ethnographic work to ask about economic stuff more broadly, then he was able to look at it with his methods. We ended up coming up with really interesting results and finding out things about economic effects that he would never have picked up on by himself.
Great. Thank you very much for your time, Kate.
Thanks, Ilaria.